Good morning. What things do you look forward to? What gives you comfort? I think of this season and Christmas. I love Christmas trees, do you? I like to turn all the lights off except for the Christmas tree, because I like to see the Christmas tree lit. And I just put mine up yesterday. I wasn't going to, but then I put it up yesterday. And just left it lit all night, and if you walk out, there's the Christmas lights. This season of time of this passage was a time, though, of great hardship, of great suffering. And there was something that the Jews and the Gentiles were both looking forward to. And sometimes in your situation, we want to hear the old, old story. And it gives us comfort and gives us peace. Sometimes we do that in our family settings, don't we? We think back. We think of our children maybe small. We laugh at some of the things that they have done. Maybe we look at our own life and we laugh at ourselves as we go through. It gives us comfort. We want to hear that. And hear what had happened. You need to understand some of the history. Nero was in charge. And I don't know how he did it, but Nero caused a fire. And in Rome, there were like 7 different fires at the time, and they were destroying Rome. Guess what Nero did? Did he take and say, I'm sorry, messed up? No, he blamed a group of people. The same group of people gets blamed for a lot of things. Guess who they were? The Christians, all right. The Christians were blamed. Nero was very vicious. He would make animal skins. He would put them on the Christians. He would have them march through the streets, let out the wild dogs. The wild dogs would attack the Christians because they were in the animal skins. And it was horrible. He would find ways to blame the Christians and then to execute them. In his garden, he needed lights. So he would dip a Christian in oil and light him on fire. And the lights in his garden were those Christians that he had persecuted and he had killed. Other times, for sport and entertainment, he made sure that Christians were fed to lions. And so at this point, to be a Christian is pretty tough. To be a Christian is not all good news. To be a Christian, you may not even want to tell somebody you're a Christian because of what was going on at the time. And you didn't want to be captured and lose your life. But there was one thing that they were looking forward to. They wanted to hear an old story. There was a hymn writer. She grew up in the faith and she was an evangelist. And she wrote a song. It was called, I Love to Tell the Story. Do you remember that hymn? I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story because I know it's true. It satisfies my longings as nothing else could do. The Jews were looking for the Messiah. What were the signs that the Messiah would come? How many have attended like a Seder? Have you gone to a Seder dinner? Yes? Few? Was there an empty chair? Do you know why there was an empty chair? The empty chair was set that Elijah would come. Elijah would be the foreteller that the Messiah was to come. I didn't know that a little bit until I was looking at it. But isn't that neat that they set that chair? And sometimes you wonder how you can witness to a Jewish person. You could ask them, when you have your Seder meal, why do you leave that chair open? Who's it for? It opens you the door to what? Tell them of the Messiah, that he's come. Now, the Gentiles were looking for a king. They were looking for somebody to come along, and they were hoping that it would be a situation where Caesar Augustus would come about. A new monarch. This monarch would give peace and order to the nation. They're both anticipating something to happen. And they want to go back and hear that story of when things were better, when things are what God had promised. Now, it's interesting because John the Baptist comes on the scene, and you can look at other Gospels. The Gospel of Mark is a very small gospel. It summarizes most of what happens. It doesn't go into the birth of Christ. He gives you quick details, little snapshots. He wants you to know that the Lord Jesus was the Messiah, the Son of God. And he keeps it short and condensed. And he jumps right in with the message of John the Baptist. John the Baptist, you can hear and how he was born, and you can remember his father, very old, and we won't have a child. It's not going to happen. What happened to him? Didn't get to speak for a while, did he? He was a priest, and he couldn't say anything for a while. His mother didn't think that she would be able to have a child. Later on, we see that conversation between her and Mary when they're both pregnant. John's whole purpose was to be a picture of who? Elijah. You read out of the song, out of Isaiah 40. Isaiah 52 mentions that there's good news. There's a new king. There's peace and there's happiness. We're also told that in Malachi, there would be one that would be a cry in the wilderness. I will send my messenger to you. He will prepare the way before me. Later on, John's asked, in like a courtroom, are you Elijah? And he said, what? No. Physically, he wasn't Elijah. But he represented Elijah as giving out the message. Matthew 11, 14. Whoever Jesus said to John Baptist, he is Elijah who is to come. Matthew 17, 12. But I tell you that Elijah has already come, and they did not recognize him, but they did to him whatever they pleased. John was the forerunner. He gave a message. The message was very simple. It was to what? Repent. Repentance meant that you would turn away from the way that you were living. You would turn to God. You would look for his righteousness. And then they were baptized. And the baptism was a signifying evidence that to their peers, they had changed. Very much what baptism is today. A dedication of a life changed to God. And that they had changed their ways from the way they were living to repentance and would live a new and different life. But John said to him, there is one that is far better than me. I'm not even worthy to do what? Tie his sandals. In those days, The significance was that nobody was really worthy to untie anybody's sandals. You had to be a slave and the lowest of all slaves. And John is humbling himself before the Almighty God and saying, I am not even fit to be the lowest of all slaves to untie his sandals. That was the job of the lowest slave in those days. But there would be a time that the baptism would be different. It would be a baptism with the Holy Spirit. When you got saved, when you realized you were a sinner before a holy God, you accepted the work, you were baptized immediately with what? The power of the Holy Spirit. The message was clear. This one that was coming was the Messiah, the Son of God Himself, purpose to come and take away the sins of the world. What about you this season? What is your plan? Do you plan to spend time and just listen again to the story? Some will open up Luke and read around chapter 2 and read about the one who came as a babe. Some will sit around and they'll open a book and it'll be what? The Christmas story or something as it goes through. And they sit around. But these saints, at a time where they were suffering, wanted to hear that good news. It encouraged them again. And at this time of the season, the good news, you need to be excited. Mary was with great anticipation, great joy. The angels really never understood and still learn, how can this Almighty God be full of grace and mercy to people who would turn their back upon Him? How is it? Their decisions was based on judgment. Those that didn't follow God were cast out, remember? And yet God in His mercy and grace offers us freely the gift of salvation. Let's not forget Christ in Christmas. Let's remember, as John the Baptist would tell us, that there was one who was coming, and with great joy and expectation, we receive Him. I love to tell the story. It will be my theme in glory to tell the old story of Jesus and His love. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for the story of John the Baptist. He gave his life. He dressed up as a prophet, like Elijah. He foretold of your coming, and you would come, and you would offer grace and mercy to your creation. The times where mankind did not show love, appreciation for God, sin separated us, and yet you came to restore our relationship with the Almighty God. May we not forget during this time of season that Christ came and the world changed. Our hearts changed. And when we see difficulty, we see suffering, may we remember Jesus came to save the lost. In Jesus' precious name, amen.